From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The two American journalists who've been detained in North Korea since March are on their way home. According to a spokesman for Bill Clinton, the former president is aboard a plane with the two journalists, and they're headed to Los Angeles to be reunited with their families. North Korea's leader pardoned them after meeting with President Clinton today. Some observers are calling Clinton's mission a propaganda coup for the North Korean regime. The Obama administration is calling Clinton's role, quote, solely private. NPR's Corey Flintoff has more.
Administration officials stress that the mission was requested by the families of Yuna Lee and Laura Ling, reporters for Current TV, a media company that's co-owned by former Vice President Al Gore. The two reporters were sentenced to 12 years at hard labor by a North Korean court for allegedly entering the country illegally and engaging in unspecified hostile acts. The visit by a former U.S. president comes at a time of high tension between the two countries after North Korea defied United Nations Security Council resolutions by conducting a nuclear test and test-firing ballistic missiles. Was the objective of freeing two Americans worth it? Victor Cha, a Georgetown University professor who served as director for Asian affairs in the Bush White House, says yes.
Because, you know, no two American civilians have ever been put in this sort of situation by the North, and I don't think it's in anybody's interest to see them thrown into a labor camp. So in that sense, while it does give them more attention, I think it's for a very good cause.
Cha says the initial arrest was probably intended as a message to international media that North Korea didn't want journalists investigating the flight of refugees to neighboring countries. Lee and Ling were reportedly working on a story about the abuse of refugees who managed to make their way into China. Peter Brooks, a senior fellow for national security affairs at the Heritage Foundation, says the former president's visit and the release pose the danger that the U.S. will be seen as condoning North Korea's bad behavior.
I think there's a lot of concern that we may be entering into a moral hazard here where we're actually rewarding North Korean behavior by sending a former president, which I'm sure they will try to turn into a propaganda coup, not only for the international community, but also for their domestic audience as well.
A news release issued by North Korea earlier today said that Clinton had long and wide-ranging discussions with North Korean officials, suggesting that there was more on the agenda than the two journalists. Scott Snyder, director for U.S.-Korea policy at the Asia Foundation, says it was likely that the North Koreans would perceive this as an opening for wider talks.
In North Korea, everything is political. And so the idea that there could be some kind of artificial distinction between a humanitarian mission and a political mission is really ludicrous from a North Korean point of view. And so I'm sure that the former president is being asked all sorts of political questions. But the point is really that as a private visitor, he's not in a position to commit the U.S. government in any particular way.
North Korea announced recently that it was withdrawing from the six-party talks, a long-running negotiation that included the U.S., China, Russia, Japan, and the two Koreas, North and South, in discussions aimed at ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The North has long maintained that it wanted bilateral negotiations with the U.S., something that successive U.S. administrations have refused. Snyder says that, at the very least, the Obama administration is going to be very interested in debriefing former President Clinton on any proposals that the North Koreans may have made. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Washington.